Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about a video that I saw. I would say this is today, is, or no, I found this video yesterday, didn't get to watch the rest of it, finished watching it today. And this video that I watched is titled, "The Boy Who Murdered His Neighbor for TikTok." That's right, you heard me correctly. The boy who murdered his neighbor for TikTok. Something that I want to talk about in today's episode is something that I'm getting rather annoyed with in today's society. And I, in the past, try not to frame my content around negative emotion, but this is just one of those things that has me very, very concerned. And you guys know, or at least hopefully know by now, that I'm an authentic person, and I don't like pretending, period. So I'm not going to pretend like this is something that I'm not passionate about. I'm not going to pretend like this doesn't bother me, because it does. And I have good reason to worry and have concern for this, and that's why I'm bringing it up in the content that I produce. And so, without further ado, here is the episode that I am producing to talk to my audience about something that I think we really need to be concerned with. And this is something that I've seen happen at work. This is something that I've seen happen outside of work. There is this zealous pursuit going on right now around the world, something that's even been going on for quite some time. Ever since the advancements made on the internet with social media, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, right? Ever since these social media platforms have been popping up all over the place, people get famous overnight, people blow up, people go viral, YouTube, right? Ever since the internet has been making these platform advancements for social media, we've been seeing an ever-increasing number of kids, teens, young adults, or even just fully grown adults, but much less so because they're more mature, we've seen an increasing number of people just go all crazy into trying to pursue fame and attention. Like, zealous is even a severe understatement to describe the amount of enthusiasm that a lot of people are having in this day and age to become famous, especially TikTok famous. The things, the ridiculous things that people are doing out there to become famous, it's just awful. It's incredulous. It's insane. My big problem that I have with this is people don't put enough attention towards themselves anymore. It's all about the fame. It's all about the external pleasure. It's all about just, people don't work on themselves anymore. And as somebody who's worked on himself his entire life, somebody who spent countless hours in his room as a kid, even to this day, someone who spent countless hours in his room working on himself, trying to figure out life on his own, become a better person, become smarter, become wiser. For as someone who's been doing this his entire life, and someone who firmly believes that we all should take upon this responsibility to work on ourselves, it's rather frustrating for me to see how many people out there in this day and age just don't work on themselves. They don't care about their moral compass. They don't care about their character. They don't care about their values. They just want the fame. They want the attention. They want the likes and the comments and the views and the followers. It doesn't matter how they get those followers, viewers, likes, comments, attention. It doesn't matter how they get it. All that matters at the end of the day is how famous they are. It doesn't matter if they get there by being an asshole to somebody else. It doesn't matter, in this case, it doesn't matter if you kill your neighbor for TikTok. As long as the attention is there, as long as the fame is there, you're pardoned, you're forgiven. It's all okay. It's okay to take another person's life because you want to be famous. What a stupid idea. And if it's not clear already, yes, this is something that frustrates me. And I don't like to, at least in the past, base my content around negative energy or emotion. I don't want to make people upset or negative. But I just cannot deny that something like this upsets me so very much because, at least the way that I see it, this world has it completely backwards. And it's backwards and it's hurting us. And we are too blind to see that in our pathetic chase for fame and attention. And if we don't open our eyes and turn this ship around, we're going to crash and burn. And we're gonna fall miserably because values go out the window. Your character goes out the window. Your morals go out the window. They don't matter anymore. All that matters is your followers, your views, your likes, your fame. That's all that matters now. Doesn't matter how you get there. You can be a complete clown. You can be a complete jerk. You can be a criminal for crying out loud. It doesn't matter. As long as you're famous, we have our values completely backwards. Why do we even have to have this conversation? Why do I even have to make this piece of content? Why? Shouldn't this be as clear as day? Shouldn't this be crystal clear that this is a problem? I understand if you're a ki I would understand more if you're a complete kid. Like what, you're 6 or 7 years old? Yeah, that's completely understandable. What do you know? But for somebody who's a teenager or a young adult, for us to be doing insane and stupid things for attention with no regard to our own values and character, of course, you can be funny, you can be entertaining, right? You can create good content, you can create content, at least in my case, that helps people. What's funny actually, though, is with me, I feel like my content is more beneficial for people to consume than a piece of content that a guy produces by murdering his neighbor for TikTok for crying out loud. Oh, and that gets a lot more attention and views and whatever. I'm not complaining here, right? I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. But society has it so backwards where we're focused on the attention-grabbing content, the crazy content, the stupid content. The content where people act like jerks and commit crimes, like that's what blows up, that's what gets attention. Not the people out there that actually create good content. Not the people that actually take the time to work on themselves and be good people. And I'm not trying to make this episode sound like I'm being upset because I don't feel like I match up to that standard of crazy and insane good content or whatever, right? Although I will admit that part of why I've been producing less content these days is because I don't feel like I've been making enough progress. But the point, really, the focus of what I'm trying to say is that our society has our values so backwards. We're much more interested in and concerned with the crazy and stupid content that people put out there online, and a lot less concerned with working on ourselves, a lot less concerned with paying more attention to people that actually provide more benefit to the world, outside of the entertainment perspective at least. Why are our values so backwards? And if you look at the video that I linked in my Instagram, you'll see that video about the boy who murdered his neighbor for TikTok, and you'll see that this particular poster, his name was Zachary Lathan, and the guy, that's the kid who murdered his neighbor for TikTok, by the way, remember the name. In his videos where he's been egging his neighbors, he's been, being a complete jerk to them, he's been so disrespectful, and he's been harassing his neighbors for TikTok. And the comments section is abysmal. We have people in the comments telling him, "Yeah, Zach, keep doing what you're doing. Keep messing with your neighbors. We want to see more content with them. Keep screwing them." We have our values so backwards. I can't even say it enough times. I could say it a billion times, and it wouldn't be enough to express how backwards our values are. We have kids, teens, young adults out there that are encouraging this kind of behavior. For a guy, in this case Zach, to continue harassing his neighbors for social media attention? We have people who encourage that and condone that? I cannot sound more in disbelief than I do right now. This is just insane. It's pathetic. It needs to change, is what needs to happen. How can we derive entertainment from somebody who harasses his neighbors and, oh, eventually kills his neighbor for TikTok? How can we encourage this? Why do we support this? Where are the values? Where's the moral compass? Where's the character? Where's the part that says, hey, I shouldn't be doing this because this is wrong, and because there are things that in life that are more important than my fame? Where is all of that? It's just insane. I don't even know why we have to have this conversation. What I'm talking about right now is not rocket science. This isn't like AP physics, okay? This is something that kids in elementary school can understand. Like, why are we allowing this? Why are we okay with this? Our values are just upside down on the wrong side, and we're not budging. And because, you know, people just keep on doing more and more stupid things. I've been on TikTok before. I've posted on that platform. You wouldn't believe the amount of stupidity that goes on in there. The things that people do for attention has been really stupid as of late. In fact, I actually deleted my app yesterday because I don't want anything to do with consuming content of people doing stupid things. Now, I know there is good content on TikTok. I have seen good content. I know there are good people out there, obviously. But I just do not want to surround myself with people doing stupid things all in the pursuit of attention. It's just ridiculous. It's not an environment I want to sit in for more than a second. For the record, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever the platform might be, the platforms themselves are not the problem. In the same sense that, to me, guns are not the problem, people are the problem. Which, again, I don't mean to get political with that viewpoint, but I don't think a platform, a tool, is a problem. I think the people behind the platform, the people who use the platform, some of the people who use the platform, some of the people who use tools, those people are problems, or at least their values are severely misguided or wrong, right? Take a kitchen knife, for example. Obviously, a good person would use that knife to cut food, to cook. That same kitchen knife in another person's hands can be used to murder somebody. The knife itself is not the problem. TikTok as a platform is not a problem. So people who hate on TikTok, they don't actually hate TikTok. I would argue most of the time, they don't hate TikTok. What they hate about TikTok is that there are people on that platform that do stupid and ridiculous things, especially in the pursuit of attention. And that content is bad, that content is annoying, and it turns people off and it makes people annoyed. When they look at it, they say, oh, that's stupid. Oh, I hate TikTok. It's full of junk content. And so they hate TikTok. But really, TikTok is not the problem. It's the people who do those things who have their values backwards. This is the problem. We're prioritizing attention, followers, views, fame. We're prioritizing those things over our own values. There is a line that we have to draw in entertainment. Obviously, if I even have to spell it out for you, killing your neighbor for TikTok is obviously crossing the line. And this should also be clear as day, but I guess for some reason, it's not clear to some people. Harassing your neighbor and being a complete jerk of a neighbor to your neighbor, that is not okay. That is also crossing the line, if I have to spell it out for you. This is not okay, period. You can be entertaining. You can be funny. You can provide good content. You can go viral, all the while producing good content that doesn't risk your own safety or someone else's safety, something that doesn't make you a complete jerk, something that doesn't involve committing a crime, something that doesn't involve doing something stupid. You can still produce good content without doing any of those things. And it is alarming to me how many people, at least the way that I see it, they fail to see that. I get it. Human beings are social creatures. We do things that elevate our own status. We want to feel important. We want to be acknowledged. The opposite of love is not hate, it is indifference. When people ignore us, when people pretend like we don't exist, when people don't pay attention to us, it hurts our mental health, it hurts our well-being. We want to have attention. We want to feel loved. We want to be and feel accepted by society. We want people to pay attention to us. I get that. That's hardwired in us. But at the same time, how far can we let that go? Are we willing to hurt other people for attention? Are we willing to commit crime for attention? Are we willing to be jerks? Are we willing to be idiots for attention? How far are we letting our values slip for the sake of attention? How important is it really on the ladder? There will be people who pay attention to you. You know what's more important than your fame is who you are, what your values are, your moral compass, what that says about you, how you treat people, how you go about your daily life. Just who you are as a person. Are you a good person? Do you do good things for other people? Are you honest, respectful, polite, empathetic, patient? These things, right? We don't hear enough about these things. We don't talk about the only things that are cool these days are doing stupid TikTok videos or harassing your neighbor. You know, that's what's cool, apparently. We don't talk about how enough about how cool it is to be nice and empathetic and understanding and patient and intellectual. We don't talk enough about those things. We're so focused on, ooh, fame, hype, clout, you know, attention. That's all we care about. It's like we're on Pop Rocks in our brain 24/7. Like, calm down. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. And, like, before you do anything, like, be a good person. I cannot stress this enough. We're so focused on our other priorities that aren't priorities at all, or should be much lower on the ladder. We completely bypass the importance of being a good person and we just want attention. It doesn't matter how we get it. And you can't tell me that, oh, these are kids, you know, these are teens and young adults, right? They want to be TikTok famous. You can't tell me that because when I was a teenager, I wasn't doing stupid things like this. And I'm not an anomaly either. I may be the not so common, but this isn't an anomaly. I'm not an anomaly. There are kids, teens, young adults out there that aren't so caught up in the attention, that aren't so caught up in doing whatever it takes. We're not so, not all of us are so easily lulled into the idea of being internet famous. It just so happens that the most zealous ones are the loudest, and so we see those people on the surface misbehaving. It's funny because every time I make a piece of content like this, it's like this is common sense to me. And I'm not saying that to brag. It's actually more of shame and frustration. Like, really? I have to get online and record an episode or write something. I have to actually tell people this, that this isn't okay. I have to give people this wake-up call. Like, shouldn't it be obvious? It's not bragging at all that I know this. It's not bragging that this comes as common sense. Like I said, it comes from more of a place of shame and frustration that we, for the smartest beings on the planet, are really not so smart a lot of the time. So, it's time to wake up. And it's time for us to cut this kind of crap out of our lives. Because it's just ridiculous. It's unacceptable. Be a good person. and watch yourself. If you are so hyped about going internet famous, attention, likes, followers, view count, and you're willing to do whatever it takes for that attention, no matter how stupid it is, no matter how harmful it could be to yourself or to other people, you need to watch yourself. Because if you don't, you are going down a very slippery slope that will lead to misery and ruin for yourself and for other people. Be considerate. It's not all about you. It's not all about your journey to fame. Okay? This world has more than just you in it. This is the argument I've been making for most of my life, just about all of my life. It's like, it's not all about you. What you do impacts other people indirectly, even directly, right? It's like you need to watch yourself. We are more influential than we realize. And the more you do something stupid, the more it influences other people to do stupid things. And it's just like this awful chain reaction. It's gotta stop. Same concern applies to, well, it's not exactly in the same vein, but I see so many people when they meet up with a friend for lunch or dinner or whatever, even something as simple as coffee, they go out, they meet up, and guess what they do? The first thing they do when they sit down at the table is they pull out their phones. What's the point of meeting your friend if you're gonna pull out your phone? Like, you can be on your phone any other time of day. When you're with your friend, when you're hanging out with people, you give them your attention. I don't care that you're a teenager. Maybe I understand if you're a kid, like you're 6 or 7 years old, but if you're a teen or a young adult, you don't have any excuse really to be glued to your phone. Unless you run a business from your phone, like unless you're the CEO of some company and you're answering emails and important calls, well, in the first place, maybe you might be too busy to even meet up with your friend, right? Like, unless you're running some huge project like a company, you really should not be glued to your phone when you're having a meal or sharing coffee or whatever. Give them your attention. It's polite, it's respectful. That's what you should be doing, really. And I'm not saying this because, oh, it's something that I do and this is something that you should do. No. For the record, like I've always said, always, when I tell people or give advice, wisdom, whatever, when I tell people to do something, when I say that this is the right value, it's not because I do it. I'm not telling people to do things just because I do them. That would be a selfish and blind thing to do. I am not like that. When I give advice, when I make suggestions as to why people should live their lives a certain way, it's because I firmly believe with all my heart, after research and countless hours upon researching and thinking, I have come to this very viable conclusion that this is the right thing. These are the right values. And maybe that's not enough for you. That's fine. You don't have to listen to my content. But I am not without reason for thinking that what I think is the right value. And in thinking that, that is what I do. See, it's not I do this and then I think it's right. No, I think something is right first and then I do it. And I also encourage people to do the same. You know, you start with the man in the mirror. I look at myself, right? Am I doing something wrong? Could I be doing something better? And I think about it and I do that thing. And when it works for me, then I tell people, hey, this is probably a good idea. That's how this works. I don't tell people to do things because that's my way of living. No. That is what I consider to be a good way of living. And then I live that way. And then I encourage other people to do the same. Again, like I said before, it wasn't in the same vein, but that's another thing that's been frustrating me a lot lately, is people just don't give each other, like, we've lost touch with human contact. People are just glued to their phones all the time when they have a meal with somebody else. Like, what is the point? Learn to talk, use your mouth. Like, use your brains. Like, our brains, like I said, are like on pop rocks 24/7. We don't know how to think anywhere. We don't know how to have a conversation. We're so focused on our social media. We're so focused on our likes, our latest followers, TikTok, whatever. We don't even pay attention to the person sitting across from us at the table when we're having a meal with them. What's the point of meeting up? Common sense. Absolutely bright as day to me. Clear as day. Crystal clear. Why do I even have to say this? Why do I have to go outside and look at 8 out of 10 tables at a restaurant? People are glued to their phones. How do people not see this as an issue? How do people not understand that you have to give someone your attention and your company and your time, especially if you are going out of your way to meet with somebody, and then when you finally meet them, you don't pay attention to them? That is illogical. It makes no sense. It's like spelling out the alphabet for people who have PhDs. Like, you should know this by now. Why do we have to talk about this? What a shame. Frustrating. As I've said before, we should know these things by now, but because we don't, that is what makes me frustrated. This world could be in a much better place than it is today, but it's not, because people just cannot do the basic ABCs. That's just my two cents on things. Hopefully, this message, this episode, reaches some people out there. I noticed that my podcast audience has diminished rather significantly, and I understand, I haven't been posting consistently. But maybe, just maybe, because I leave this episode out there on the internet, it stays here in perpetuity. Maybe somebody will stumble across this episode, and maybe it'll help them wake up. Maybe this will help some people see and realize the dangers that we are heading towards. And again, it's not just social media that's the problem. It's not the tool, it's not the platform, it's the way that our values are wired and how we're so backwards. It's time to wake up. And so, with that said, wow, that was like 30 minutes, 27 and a half to be precise. But that was quite a lengthy episode. Time flies when you're talking about something you're passionate about. Something that you're so serious on people realizing because they just cannot see it when it's right in front of their faces. But sometimes you just gotta spell out the basics. That rhymed. Okay, but anyway. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you honestly sat through the 28 minutes of me having like a rant, I appreciate it. I understand how it can be difficult to listen to somebody who is just so frustrated with society. It's not easy listening to somebody rant, especially when they're somebody that you don't really know personally. So if you did happen to sit through 28 minutes of my rant, then thank you. I appreciate it. And so with that said, thank you to all my listeners who have listened to this episode. And I hope you enjoyed it one way or another. And I will see you on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.